prayer. So again, I'm talking to the ISKCON community devotees. Back in 98 or something, well, it may have been when big things blew up in the movement that time, that summer, or around that. I wrote an article online and what's it called? Chakra or something. Basically only web forum. Which then also, amazingly enough, brought up and controversial topics and allowing controversial people to speak. In other words, those off the mainstream. Now, of course, we have Vaishnava forums all over the place here. But anyway, so that's good. And here was one, well, I was temple president then in Gothenburg, and well, or actually, well, I then became the production manager for the exhibitions department of the Temple of Vedic Planetarium in Mayapur. So anyway, I saw things and I thought, what's right, what's wrong? Looking back at my own life, and I suggested in my article there that, well, I mean, as a thought experiment, if nothing else, that why not reboot ISKCON? And I actually meant it, and I still mean it. That, well, you know, that everyone, all the members, regardless of positions, and, you know, ashrams, varnas, this and that, that we have kind of drifted into, for different reasons, often do the needful basis, that there may be and probably are a few out there who really don't feel that they are where they belong. So why not? And then I did so myself and questioned everything, including the existence of God and God exist. Yes, Krishna is God. Check. The Gita, the Bhagavatam, all of that. Yep. Gaudiya Sampradaya. Yep. Family. Prabhupada. Yep. ISKCON. Institution, organization. I don't know. But now I would say that I know about that last question. That the ISKCON, the way the founder, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, set up and wanted ISKCON. Well, you can read it in those seven, whatever they're called, points. It's set up there when founding ISKCON. In other words, a friendship, a support group, you could say, where devotees, to help devotees come closer to each other and help each other and support each other, become real Vaishnavas, meaning that they are the best of friends. That's where it starts, relationships between us and Krishna and between each other. And Krishna says, even one who calls himself my devotee is not my devotee, one who calls himself a devotee, my devotee is my devotee. Well, also we've heard from the Acharyas. So we have to learn and accept that. But included in our service to God here, the bhakti yoga that we are learning, and that this movement, this society is meant to serve, is to serve the Vaishnavas. Therefore, for instance, now we have this house building near Brahmakund, where I live, and a few others of us oldies. And well, me, I don't need anything. Krishna is taking care of me for the past decades of my whole life. But hey, opportunity for Vaishnava Seva, because there are some nice devotees living here and aging and at least needing a clean and neat and properly maintained apartment where they can safely stay to the end of their lives if they so wish. I think that's the least we can do for each other, especially those devotees who gave the best years of their lives to serving Prabhupada's mission and ISKCON here, or whatever math served. And so, well, quite a few of us, I heard other devotees when we discussed, agreed on that, and then things start to look right. So yes, that is what I believe in. And also that which belongs to one branch of the Gaudiya Mission, which is one branch of Indian Vaishnavism, which is one branch of the tree of all of us, where we are actually ultimately. Here with God as devotees, as, and as friends, there's no reason to fight. Yes, yes, Kali Yuga, so we should be fighting, come on. It's a wish-fulfilling prophecy almost. So yeah, I say that this knowledge, because that's mainly what it is. Yes, you've got culture, you've got dress, you've got this and that, music and food and all that, which some kind of emphasize, and which is good. But all that, we have to remember that those cultural activities are of course there to remind us of God, of Krishna, and to teach us a nice, positive ways how to live here on the planet and what not to do. And this is how books and stories and songs of wisdom have always been crafted. And there's a need for crafting such stories today. And we have a few doing that here. If you are also one of us, then just get in touch. Email down here.